Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord. All the words that I command you to speak to them, do not hold back a word. It may be that they will listen, and every one will turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Don't be afraid of them, Jeremiah, for I am with you to deliver you, said the Lord. And then the Lord touched Jeremiah's mouth and said to him, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. In our text today, Jeremiah is doing just that. During the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, through his faithful preaching of the word of God to God's people, not adding or taking away, he stood in the Lord's house and proclaimed God's message to those who gathered to worship that day. And of course, he was received, as we heard, with a rousing thank you for delivering a faithful preaching today. No, they received him with death threats, and they wanted to take his life. As he preached that day to the priests, and as the Septuagint puts it, the false prophets, they listened to his word of preaching. Thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law that I have set before you and to listen to my words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh and will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. Yes, it didn't go very well for Jeremiah. Although it was nothing new for Jeremiah, the weeping prophet as we know him, the response he receives is not the kind of response a preacher wants to hear as they're shaking hands at the end of the service. You shall die. How dare he preach against the temple? How dare he preach something that's not peace and prosperity? How dare he preach in such a way against the king? This is a theocracy, after all. The Lord's anointed. What he's preaching is treasonous. But this is not Josiah or Hezekiah who repent when they hear God's word proclaimed, kings who feared the Lord and walked in the Lord's way. Rather, it's Eliakim, the son of Josiah, renamed Jehoiakim by the Pharaoh. He's the puppet king of Pharaoh Necho, who taxed his own people and so that he could pay tribute to the Pharaoh. Jehoiakim did not fear the Lord, as Kings records, nor did he walk in the Lord's ways. Rather, he walked in the ways of his forefathers, chasing after other gods and idols. Hard hearts don't want to hear the word of the Lord. They resist at every overture for the mercy that comes from God. It was true in Jeremiah's day, and it's true in ours, yet Jeremiah was called to preach the word of the Lord, calling the people to mend their ways, to mend their deeds, to listen to the voice of the Lord their God, to repent and to return to the Lord their God, because he is merciful and full of loving kindness. But the false prophets in Jeremiah's day, those aligned with the king, are preaching another message, one of peace and safety. Don't worry about the Babylonians breathing down our necks. Everything will be all right. We have the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Nothing will happen to us. We are God's chosen people. But Jeremiah, God's prophet, is calling them to repentance. Turn away from your old sins that you cling to all the time. Stop clinging to those false gods, gods of the nations rather than the living God. Cling to him and his promises. He's calling them to repent. Repent from that idolatry that Josiah had swept them out of and brought true worship. But now his son Jehoiakim has brought it back in. Repent and return to the Lord was his message, a message for which he was deeply despised. As we wind down this Pentecost or Trinity season and prepare for the coming of the Lord at his incarnation, we're mindful of the rough roads that must be made smooth. Hard hearts need to be softened. And Jeremiah his preaching comes to us as well. We too are called to mend our ways and our deeds and listen, hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. We're called to repent for those times of not hearing and responding in faithful response to his word. Repent for trusting in those false idols of our lives that we have built a little temple or shrine and bowed down to daily. It might even include ourselves. Many are the times when we have followed the old Adam right into sin. Let him lead and guide. How often we have plugged our ears to the word of the Lord, the one who is ready to give us his mercy and grace, but rather we choose vice or sin over him. Yet God is merciful and gracious. He's holy. And he calls us also to be righteous and holy. Such is why God gave us faithful prophets like Jeremiah. That's why he gives us the office of preachers, to proclaim God's word to us, to call us to repent, and to mend our ways and our deeds, and listen to the voice of the Lord our God. He is merciful and abounding in steadfast love. The reality for Jeremiah was that he was proclaiming the truth which was in direct opposition to the worldly powers of his day. Things really haven't changed, have they? Faithful proclamation of God's word often brings serious, even fatal opposition to the worldly powers, or by the worldly powers. And Jeremiah's faithful proclamation brought him face to face with that reality of possible death. Yet all the while, All the while, in face of opposition, he cried out. He cried out to the Lord in the midst of knowing that everyone was against him, yet the Lord was for him. In the midst of his depression and rejection by those around about him, he clung to the promises of the living God. Jesus asked his disciples a question, one of many questions. He said, "Who do people say that I am?" And the response was, "Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Yes, Jesus, the Son of the living God, was indeed like Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, faithfully preaching the word of God, and not always well received by the religious leaders and the worldly powers of the day. They would not turn and repent and listen to his voice. Those who were outcast and marginalized, they indeed did. Jesus, like Jeremiah before him, the one who fulfills that office which Jeremiah held, someone better than, met with the same opposition. The hard hearts of the religious leaders delivered Jesus to death for his faithful proclamation of the truth. Yes, we know that God is righteous and holy and must punish sin, and while God's justice might seem to delay, it always accomplishes its purpose. Jeremiah, like every faithful prophet before him, pointed God's people to the law and promises of God, to the promise that God would punish for sin, your sin and mine, but also send us a Savior to cover that sin. And so Jesus goes to the cross for you and me. The Word made flesh goes to the cross to take your punishment for your sin. It was fitting, writes the author of Hebrews, that he for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus, the one who knew no sin, became sin for all of humanity, and he dies. He dies for your sin and for mine, and having paid the full price for our sin, exchanges his holiness and righteousness and gives it to you. And by faith you cling to that great news. And so God's word made flesh has prevailed, because he, the suffering servant, prevailed over sin and death and hell for you. And so, like Jeremiah and the prophets before, and so in thanking God for what he has done for us in Christ, we can joyfully sing, well, actually, we already sang it. We can joyfully say, as we already sang, "My heart with joy is springing. I am no longer sad. My soul is filled with singing. Your sunshine makes me glad. The sun that cheers my spirit is Jesus Christ, my King. The heaven I shall inherit makes me rejoice and sing." Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.